Oh, we've got a restaurant just down the street. We've got apartments across the street. I have no objection.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to address this, for or against? Okay. Well, come on back up. We'll vote on you. Does anybody have any questions for the applicant? Seems like we have plenty of information. Does anybody care to entertain a motion?
I would make a motion to approve 2025-006 as presented.
Motion to approve. Does anybody care to make a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Did you read the numbers already, Cody?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Got a motion and a second?
I have a question.
On this?
Do I get a piece of paper or anything that says?
If you get approved, we'll have a decision.
So does that go on Monday, like you were telling everybody else?
No. That's when you go to the county commission. This is a conditional use permit, and if we tell you yes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? We just said yes,
so I'm
which
good.
Means you've got your permit, and it's a conditional use permit.
Yes,
and
sir.
It'll be written down as a decision of record.
Yes. Yes, we'll get it to you.
As long as I'm good, then I know I can go ahead and I can file my paperwork tomorrow. Long as the first thing they'll do is contact y'all and just say that he asked permission.
Call him in the morning.
So I'm good.
And he will fix you up.
Do I need to have anybody walk me out with that, or how I would like to handle
no,
it?
No, just good to go.
If you don't walk in past the deputy,
or back. Okay, yeah. You'll be fine.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Get you an M14. Those things killed a lot of men.
It's often helpful to record those permits in the reporter's office. That way, if you lose it, there's always an official copy.
That's what we do. The decision record gets recorded. Yeah. Okay. 007.
Yeah, moving right along here.
What shall we do now, Monica?
Okay. Order number 2025-007, Jeffrey and Angela Place, property owners. Megan Fountain is the rep. Subject property 615 State Highway P, Hollister, Missouri. The request. Megan is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a single-family home for nightly rental use at 615 State Highway P, Hollister, Missouri. Parcel number 18-7.0-36-000-000-023.001. The property is currently zoned A1, and the property size is 1.59 acres. It has a private well, and it has septic for the sewer, for the sewer system. To give you an idea where we're at, so we got 265 right here. We got P Highway, pretty steep little hill coming down. There is Taney County Regional's lift station right there to the north. Get a little closer to it. So as you're coming down this hill, the entrance is right there. Here's the property. Once again, I think it was 1.59 acres. Get you a little closer. We got a clearing, a power line behind it. There's that lift station. Here's the entrance again and the property. Zoning. NR1 across the street. A1 all on this side of the P Highway. I just put this on here because I want to give you guys an idea. I had to pull off here and stake this property, and it is tight. There's a fence gate there that for my truck to get in there, it's and it kind of steep. It's pretty hard to get off the road. That's something I think you guys need to think about on this property here. Once again, as you drive off that and get back in there, there's the structure with that. I'll have the applicant come up, and they can speak about it.
Question. We've seen this before. Is this already got a conditional use permit on it for somebody else?
I thought we'd had it before.
I mean, I don't remember if it was approved or not.
Okay. So
I just remember the property.
With the server errors we have had, we have no history, and we did not know that that's something we needed to look into.
Okay.
So if
it's come up before.
So if someone else does have a conditional use, I was not aware of it.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Megan Fountain. Me and my husband are under contract to purchase this home. It's currently owned as a second home to a lovely couple that have been there, I don't know, maybe since 05, if my memory serves me right. So we are looking at buying this as our second home. We would like, it's in such a great area. We love coming to Table Rock. We come multiple times a year. So we would like to have the opportunity to rent it out when we're not using it. Our initial plan is to be there a lot. It is our second home, but maybe rent it out maybe 1 or maybe 2 weeks of the month, if that. Our first thing to do is definitely take care of that gate at the beginning. Like he mentioned, there is hardly any room. I imagine they never brought in a trailer or a boat or anything, and it's so close to the water. So that gate definitely would come down. That would be the first thing. Also, the property address on the gate is the same color as the gate, so nobody can even see the property. We actually passed it when we went to look at it and went to the neighbor's house. So we would definitely not want that to happen at all. We would have to make the signage very clear that the property address is what it is. We are aware of across the street being the nightly rental approval, so we feel like it does match the community. It's on an acre and a half. We don't have plans to separate it or do anything different. We ourselves live on 21 acres. We love just the greenery, the property. Do you guys have any questions?
Yeah. Do you know if the previous owner had a conditional permit for nightly rental?
I highly doubt it. They've been there for quite a while, and when we made the offer, they said they weren't aware that you could even do that. So okay. I don't believe so.
Okay, we'll see.
I thought so. Conditional use, it went away anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, yeah. I was just curious. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Does anybody here care to speak on this application? That makes it easy. Okay. I think we've got plenty of information. Does anybody, you want to come on back up? Got to move again. I'm new at this. Does anybody have any questions for this young lady?
Not the real across the street, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Does anybody care to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve. I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second to approve it. You read the numbers. I heard you. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Go and sin no more.
Thank you very much.
I still think it came up before. I think we voted the same way.
I think it's...
I think it was a different property.
Okay, good. Boy, that thing sure looked familiar.
Yeah, it's same percent.
Okay, are we done except for going back?
I think we are. I think the applicant would like to do... Let me show you real quick. So there's two lots that were coming before us. This one just got approved for your CUP, so the applicant's going to speak about, I think, just rezoning lot two. Is that correct?
That's correct. So on tract one, we wanted to get the CUP for the wedding venue, and Jeremy initially thought that he would have to get it rezoned to something other than ag. He didn't realize that you could get a conditional use permit on an ag zone. So he's happy with just the CUP on tract one. Tract two, his request is, and my request is to change the zoning to NR1.
Let me get everybody up to speed real quick. Okay, so this is order number RZ2025-018, Cedar Farms LLC. Rep is Tim Davis. Property is located at 165 Silo Road, Ridgedale, Missouri. Cedar Farmstead LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of parcel number 20-4.0-19-000-000-005.000, located at 165 Siler Road. It's presently A1 Agriculture. The requesting is NR1, single family nightly rental. It is, I'm going to have to get you the acreage in just a second. It's got a shared well. No, it says, yeah, I think it's got a shared well, and it will also need septic when they develop it. So.
And so he is wanting to rezone that, not.
This is an actual rezone from A1 to NR1.
Okay.
So let me show you here. So it's going to be this one with the gray, not the long one. That one is now out. Get you a little closer, same place, off Siler, off Jones. There it is again. All A1, it's lot two we're speaking about. So disregard request A and just go with request B. That road, again, will have to be addressed. But it's NR1, request B for this structure back here in home. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Once again, I brought that just in case we need it. With that, I'll turn it over to Tim.
The idea was that when there are weddings at the wedding venue, the bridal party might want to stay overnight next to the building beforehand.
Would it only be used in conjunction with the wedding venue, or would it be available to anyone?
We would make it available to anyone, but I think the overwhelming priority would be to make sure that it was available with every single wedding.
Okay.
But I suppose if we knew there wasn't going to be a wedding, then it could be available to anyone. But the basic idea is that it's going to make the wedding venue much more attractive if you can stay next to it.
How many buildings or units are talking about? How many houses?
That I don't know. There are going to be restrictions on how many we can put on, but offhand I don't recall what the NR1 zone permits.
So you're going to put as many units on as is applicable?
I don't think so, because I don't think it would be economical. I think my guess is you'll want at least one or two so the bridal party could stay there. But I don't know that we'd want more than that.
Okay. Does anybody here care to speak for or against this application? Have a seat, Tim. Come on up, sir. Please.
Hello again. Sean Kling, resident of Siler Road. Again, I think that this would be a great addition to our neighborhood. We've got a lot of other building that's going on that's right there on the same corner, just right across the street. What Jeremy's wanting to do is back off of the road. I don't even think that you'll see it from the road. With the wedding venue, and I don't know if I can speak to that again, I think you would be able to put the house. I don't think you would, or the houses, I don't think you'd be able to see them. And again, it's not going to bring any more traffic into our neighborhood than my other lovely neighbor that brings thousands of people in every other weekend, causing us 2.5 hours to get home just from work. Again, we think this is a really good idea. We don't have any concerns. Jeremy takes care of his property that he already has on Siler Road that is right next to my property. He only brings in respectful guests into the house. I've never had an issue with any of the guests that he's had at his house that is a little bit further down side of the road. And again, I think this would be a really good idea for our area, for our neighborhood.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your input.
Again,
Luke Johnston, Taney County resident. I'm just here in support of what he's got going on here.